WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Kalayla with Contact right here on 90.7 The Capstone. It is the morning show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Woo! Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We are here today. It is in April. Did anyone do anything crazy for April Fools?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyone do some fooling? Okay, so we'll have to hear about that in a bit. But we are in April. We are down to the wire on our Lent. So Lent is our Lent challenge.
Almost there, baby.
Almost there.
No one can have cookies again.
Yes. I've been craving some cookies and some ice cream for a bit now. The cookies aren't too bad, but it's like the ice cream that I'm like, man, I want some. But we got a good show for you lined up today. We're going to talk a little bit about some Easter egg hunts. We're going to talk about some new music. We're going to talk about what we've been up to. And you know we're going to get you excited about everything that's going on today. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in just a minute here on 90.7 The Capstone. Here's Honey Vein with The Pulp.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hope you're having a good morning. So, Christian, what have you had going on this past week? Anything, any updates? Any things you've been up to?
Nothing much. You know, April Fool's, actually. Went to two birthday parties, but before that, wow. Went to a crawdad boil. It was a great time. Richard was there.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah,
it was a wonderful time, wasn't it?
I had like a million crawdads.
I had so many crawfish.
I've never.
So shout out to A-Pie.
I've never been to a crawdad boil. What do they do there?
They boil crawfish. Normally you get some corn, some potatoes, sometimes some smoked sausage or some variety like some andouille or some kaneka in there boiling. And it's a good time.
Yeah. Noah, you ever have any crawfish?
I'm trying to think. I don't know that I have. I've had shrimp before.
You've never had
crawfish are like a little weird to eat, though.
They are. It's a lot of effort for a small amount of meat.
But it's good meat.
That's good meat.
That's like the worst type of food to eat. Like where you have to like put so much work into
it. It's the equivalent of like eating like crab legs.
Yeah.
But like my opinion is a crawfish boil for the actual food, it's not worth it in terms of like the amount of food you get for the amount of effort. But it's an experience. It's a social experience. Like if I actually want crawfish, I'll buy some crawfish tails. If I just want to eat crawfish, but it's not about that. Isn't it an experience, Richard?
It's just an experience, yeah.
It's just a thing.
Yeah, you got to like rip the tail off and then like peel the whole tail yourself.
And everybody around you struggling, just like fighting. And then you like suck the juice.
Uh-huh.
You like throw it back like you're like taking a shot of lemon juice or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they have any entertainment there, or was it just...
There was hip band Prankster.
Oh, Prankster's great.
A local band. They're great.
Prankster.
I love a good local band.
Hope they get a release out so we can put them on the radio soon.
Yeah, for sure. Prankster, if you've got any music, any originals or anything.
Quinn Hirschland, if you're listening.
Yes.
Send it to us.
So, shout out to them. So crawfish boil a success. I know it was pretty sunny that day. Did you?
I think I might have got a little sunburn.
A little sun. That's what I was seeing. That evening, I was seeing a lot of people. I was like, a lot of people have caught some sun.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
did you see Logan?
Yeah,
he's right.
So a lot of people, the aloe sales, I'm sure, went up. So crawfish boil might have to go at some point. This is 90.7 The Capstone. We'll be right back in just a minute to get you updated on some conditions outside. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Mount Kempe with F1 Racer on the morning show, 90.7 WVUA-FM, The Capstone. Good morning, Noah. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And here on the morning show, we like to keep you updated on your conditions outside, so that means you know what time it is. That's right. It's time for the
Weather Report. Do not distort the weather report. Weather report. Weather report. Weather report. Weather report. Weather report.
Richard, what's the weather looking like today?
We got a high of 88 and a low of 68. It's going to be warm out there today. It's a little humid right now at 90%, but it's going to dip down to 47 later in the day. Almost no precipitation. We're looking at partly cloudy and a bit of wind coming in north at 14 miles an hour.
All right. That is the conditions today for the WVUA. You know what it is. It's the
weather report. 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 Weather report.
All right, but you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Christian has a positive affirmation for us this morning.
Okay, so the bring-in for this, it's going to be kind of a loop-around, gang, so just listen up. So, you know, I, as much as anybody, love lakeside dining.
Mm-hmm.
I love school lunch. And who is the queen of school lunch, if not former First Lady of these United States, Michelle Obama? So today, I have a quote from Michelle Obama for the positive affirmation of the day. Am I good enough? Yes, I am. You know, ask yourself that today, and then answer yourself, yes, I am, because you are good enough.
You are good enough. That is a positive affirmation from Christian here on the WVUA Morning Show.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
Gold by Johnna Camille here on the Morning Show. Here on the Morning Show, we like to keep you updated on anything that we're excited about, any events. And Christian, you've got an event that you are excited about.
I do. So this weekend, I'm going to be in the first play I've been in a while since high school, actually.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. It's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really going to be fun. So if anybody would like to see it, we're going to put it in our events calendar, our beloved events calendar.
It's already up.
It's already up even.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Everybody check out the WVUFM website. Look at our events calendar. We have a lot of events up there, a lot of fun stuff going on. There's always something going on in Tuscaloosa. And so it'll be $10. It's at Turbo Coffee. Doors open at 7. The show will be at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday night.
Very nice, very nice.
A lot of fun.
So Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
They are. It's so sad.
And any like brief description of what the play is about?
I'm going to use
synopsis.
A bunch of buzzwords. So it's an existentialist take on Hamlet, sort of, if you've seen Hamlet.
All right.
I don't want to spoil it, so I'll leave it at that.
Are Rosencrantz and Guildenstern dead at the end?
I don't know, are they?
Mm. What character do you play?
Alfred.
Okay, so you can go see
one of the tragedians.
You can go see Christian B. Alfred in this play, Turbo Coffee, Friday and Saturday. Or we can go see it if we are interested.
Yeah.
But an event that you're excited about makes me think about something I'm excited about, which happens an event that happens every week around here, and that event is
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone, and in honor of Weezer Wednesday today, we're going to dive into a little bit of AI. So I pulled up ChatGPT, and we're going to ask AI some questions about Weezer to see if they're equally a fan of Weezer here on Weezer Wednesday. So I'm going to start off real easy. What is the greatest band? Let's see. They say some... Okay. They're saying the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Pink Floyd, the Rolling Stones, and many more.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take that vile Satan box known as a pewter, and we're going to throw it in the sink or the toilet, and we're going to flush it.
How is Weezer not on that show?
Yeah, I know. So
right
they say many more.
Not saying Weezer. Maybe they mean many more is just Weezer.
Let me ask, is Weezer the greatest band ever made? And they said they always have to do this thing where they say, as an AI language model, I don't have personal preferences, but Weezer is a popular American rock band that has a dedicated fan base. And has released many successful albums of the year. However,
I've been saying this.
Whether they are the greatest band ever is made is subjective.
No, it's
completely
it's
objective.
Very objective.
Other music lovers may have different opinions. Okay, well, wrong opinions. So
we have right ones.
So those are some. Any questions we have for the AI?
What is its favorite Weezer song?
What is the best Weezer song? Then what about you, Richard? Any questions that you have for this AI?
Who is the cutest Weezer member?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's good.
So it says some of the most Weezer's most popular songs are Buddy Holly, Say It Ain't So, Island in the Sun, Undone, The Sweater Song, and Hashpipe. Fans of the band may have different opinions on what they consider to be their best song. Now that I can agree with. Those are opinions. That's the type of opinion that's
many
right
people
to
are
have.
Saying this.
Who is the cutest member of Weezer? So, I do not make judgments based on physical appearance. Okay, sure. Well. But it says, it is not appropriate to make comments on someone's physical appearance, and it is important to focus on individuals' talent, skill, and contribution to the music industry. Okay, okay.
Well which Weezer member has the most talent, skill, and contribution to the music industry?
Let me try tricking it and asking this way. Who do fans think is the most attractive Weezer member? Let's see if they can ask this. If it'll tell. I cannot speak for all Weezer fans. Okay, well, it's not appropriate. It is. Okay, all right. It's hitting me again with the.
I hate artificial intelligence. This is why I only use AI to listen to those funny Biden, Trump, Drake deepfake gaming videos. When they order McDonald's.
Yeah, if you haven't checked those out yet, look them up on YouTube or Instagram.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, so because it's they're usually playing like Call of Duty or Warzone or something like that.
Or they're like going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
they're going to the amusement park.
Yeah,
they're fun.
But
they're going around telling stories. There's all the they get real creative on YouTube. They might have them like playing like going for a sleepover or something.
Yeah.
It's like they're a bunch of teenagers.
The Wacky Adventures in the Presence of the United States, and also Drake for some reason.
Okay, so to close out our time with the AI, I wrote down, I said, write me some Weezer song lyrics.
Let's go.
Okay, verse one. Walking down the street, feeling kind of blue, thinking about the girl that I used to know. She left me for another guy, and it hurts so bad, but I'm going to keep on walking, going to keep on going. And then here's the chorus. I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to make it through with a little help from my friends and some Weezer tunes. I'll turn up the volume, let the music take control, and everything will be all right. Yeah, everything will be all right.
Man, we might need to hop in the studio.
Yeah, we might need to hop in the studio and put this together. So we'll see what happens with that.
No hands.
But we got the Red album in our Weezer catalog now, so I'm going to play Pork and Beans from the Red album right here on 90.7 The Capstone and Weezer Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We're working on some interesting projects here right now. But as we're closing out this hour, I want to make sure to hit some of the new music. Shout out to the Alice and the Music Team for new music every week. Christian, what new music did you listen to?
So this was Say My Name by Pax. It's a pretty new recording. I thought it was pretty good. If I had to kind of give a little short rundown. So it kind of starts off with like some, what I'd say is like 70s folkish guitar picking, think like acoustic, like James Taylor maybe. And it sounded like an accordion. I'm not sure, don't quote me on that. And then it goes to like some like dirty guitar. I say that as in like the amps on dirty, it's not clean. Electric guitar. And throughout, there's like a dreary tone to the vocals.
Okay.
But the lyrics are actually like really sweet if you listen to them. They're like nice, they're romantic. So.
All right. Well, we'll take a listen to Pax with Say My Name. I like the name of this album, Crispy Crunchy Nothing. So we'll take a listen to that here. New music here on 90.7 The Capstone. We'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That's Nabiha Iqbal with The World Couldn't See Us on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show.
Morning show.
Woo.
Good morning.
So here on the morning show, we'd like to keep you updated on things that have been going on with us in our lives this past week. So you're talking about crawfish boil in the last hour. I was surprised by some crawfish as well. I didn't go to the crawfish boil, but I opened my fridge the night before and there was this giant bag of crawfish in there. And at first I was like, what is this? And then the bag started to move and I was like, bleh. I slammed the door and I got out of there. But so Richard, I know you went to, Christian was talking about you were at this crawfish boil. What else have you had going on this week?
Well, after the crawfish boil, I headed over to my friend's birthday party, and it was on April Fool's.
So okay.
He had an April Fool's birthday bash. It was, yeah, it was his joke birthday. And he kept trying to, like, fool everyone into thinking that it wasn't actually his birthday. So, you know, lots of good pranks pulled there. Unfortunately, I don't think I pulled anything that noteworthy. I do have this one April Fool's joke that I do. I tell people, hey, you got an alligator on your head. And then I say, April Fool's. It doesn't make any sense, but, you know, you I've just been doing it since I was like six, so.
You got an alligator on your head. Hey, that's a pretty epic April Fool's joke. Have we ever done April Fool's? Anyone in this room, have you ever pulled an actual April Fool's prank? I don't think I ever have.
Once, I just do silly little jokes like that. One time I was
looking at this online. It was like a great April Fool's joke for whenever, like, you're a kid. That's easy to do. It switched the cereals. And so I was like, that's genius. Yes. Like, take the cereal out of the box and switch them to a different one. But no one ate cereal that morning, so I was like, so it did not work out too well.
That's
for
so
me.
Sad.
But no April Fool's pranksters up in here?
Well, I'm trying to remember. I know I tried some pranks one time, but none of them worked, I think. So.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not really like that. I just like... Your shoes untied. Ha ha, April Fool's.
No, one of my favorite things to do is to tell someone who's like wearing like Crocs or something or like high heels, hey, your shoelace is untied. You can take that one for free.
Oh, one time, I don't think this was in April, but I don't know if this was for April Fool's, but it was our wrestling coach. It was our last season. And it was so we all saran wrapped his car, and we put like pictures of him like on it, and we saran wrapped it in there. So it took him like 20 minutes to get in his car.
Yes, yes.
After practice, so.
We love a good prank here on 90.7 The Capstone. If you've got any good pranks, send us a message at WVUAFM on Instagram, and we might read it out here on the show. Coming up next, here's Daywave with Past Life on WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here on The Morning Show, we've been putting some stuff together. I don't want to give anything away, but you might be hearing an interesting cover of a Weezer song coming up. I don't know. Nothing confirmed. But
we can't deny or confirm.
Stay tuned for that in just a minute here. But real quick, Easter is coming up, and so I wanted to go over what are our Easter egg hiding spots in our dorm rooms. Where would we hide our Easter eggs, and why? What made you pick the spot that you picked? So let's start off with Richard. Where are you going to be hiding an Easter egg in your dorm?
So we have these lamps in our room that are mounted on the wall, and you can actually get into like a little space within the lamp by just pushing up on this guard thing that's in front of it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's how they change all the light bulbs in there. You got to get in there somehow. But not a lot of people know that. So I think I would just push it up, slide the Easter egg in there, and it would be a nice little secret spot. You'd have to do a lot of searching. You have to stand up on a desk to get in it.
Mine's way less good.
Yeah. Well, where would you hide yours?
So I have some pretty long jackets, like some overcoats, and so they reach to the floor so they could hide it. So I said in the like little corner where my jackets are hung up, I'd hide it like behind my like tote I have where I put my sweaters in, and like
good.
Under those jackets to cover it up.
And me personally, I'm going to be hiding mine in my I've got a little cabinet in my bathroom that's got like toilet paper where I put all the toilet paper rolls. Mm-hmm. I'd hide the egg behind one of those is what my plan, because my egg hiding philosophy is don't hide it in plain sight. If it's in plain sight, people are going to see it.
Yeah.
So you got to hide it in a place that's out of plain sight. That's just my general philosophy with egg hiding, is hide it in a place where it's actually hidden. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Stay tuned. We've got a very interesting surprise for you coming up, a very exciting surprise. We're going to play some music, though, and we'll be back in just a minute here on 9.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We are back here on 90.7 The Capstone. We've got a big surprise for you coming up, so stay tuned for that. But wanted to hit on this break our weekly watch. What have we been watching? What do we want to watch? So me personally, I was just watching. This movie Masterminds from 2016. I'd never seen it before. It's got Zach Galifianakis in it.
Yeah. I heard of that.
It was an interesting little film. It's one of those movies where it's just like wacky hijinks, you might say.
Oh, I got you.
So that is one thing that I have watched this past week. I also saw I watched some of the Final Four basketball. I'm looking forward to. I saw stuff was coming out for Barbie this past week. They've started like promoting stuff and things. So I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, the cast for that movie is kind of nuts. They got They got Ryan Gosling,
Margot Robbie. Simu Lee, I think, is in it. A bunch of people. So I'll look up this cast. What are you looking forward to? What have you been watching? What are you looking forward to?
Well, lately I've seen the I just watched All Quiet on the Western Front.
Okay,
it was pretty good. But the thing is, you see, I feel like. So it's based off like an original movie from like the 20s.
Yes.
And that original movie is like really famous, and it's like known for being like a really moving like anti-war piece.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like they were kind of trying to imitate parts of the movie, like, you know, like certain story beats and stuff. But they also wanted to kind of modernize it a bit, make it a little more entertaining for modern audiences. But I feel like – and they struck that balance for like the first like two acts of the movie. Like, but once you got to like the third, like the, after you hit the 2 hour mark, it kind of just started to get a little weird. Like it didn't really work. It didn't gel as much anymore, because like things would happen from the original movie, but they would just kind of happen, and there wouldn't be like any like thematic reason why. It would just be, oh yeah, that's because that's what happened earlier. It's like a very nerdy writer gripe, but you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Also, just a note on the cast. We've got Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, Will Ferrell, Michael Cera, Simu Lee, Issa Rae, Kate McKinnon, a bunch of people here in this movie. So yeah. Pretty excited for that. Greta Gerwig, same person who did Lady Bird, Little Women.
Nice. I'm excited for the new Mario movie. That's coming
Mario
out soon.
Movie.
Is that coming out today?
It comes out. It's either out very soon or it comes out today. It's a Mario movie release date.
I'm gonna have to
April 5th. Yep, it comes out today.
Yeah.
World premiere in Los Angeles on April 1st. Released theatrically in the United States on April 5th.
I'm gonna have to have like a Mario party and go out and see it.
Exactly. So that is our weekly watch. What we have been watching. What we're looking forward to viewing. And speaking of something to look forward to, stay tuned. Our next break, you're going to have something you want to hear. Going to be celebrating a little bit of the Wednesday, which you know what that means. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after just a couple of songs.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
On 90.7 The Capstone, it's The Morning Show.
The Morning Show here on 90.7 WVUA, and it's a very special day. Let me check my files. I think it has to be
Weezer Wednesday!
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. We like to play a Weezer song for you every hour here on The Morning Show, Weezer Wednesday, and this hour, we've got something a little special for you. So last hour, we were talking to ChatGPT about Weezer, and we asked them to write us a Weezer song. And so we took that Weezer song and we recorded it. And so now we're going to play that for you today, the debut. Now, first take. So it's a bit rough.
Yeah. You know, we're not like mixing experts, but you know, I think we did.
We did all right. You might say that is the name. Right. That's the name of the song, right. Weezer All Right by the Wednesday Morning Show. I mean, just take a listen. Here we go.
walking down the street, feeling kind of blue, thinking about the girl that I used to knew. She just left me for another lad. Gonna keep walking, gonna not be sad.
I'm gonna be just fine, I'm gonna make it through, with some help from my friends and some crazy Weezer tunes. I'll turn up the volume, my music take control. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright.
Driving in my car, headed to the show. Gonna rock the rivers, gonna sink one low. The crowd is waiting and I feel alive. Awesome guitar.
Let's rock tonight. I'm gonna be just fine, I'm gonna make it through, with some help from my friends and some crazy Weezer tunes. I'll turn up the volume, let music take control. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. Sometimes life gets tough, it's hard to carry on. When you're feeling down, you never can go wrong. With a little bit of courage, remember this song. Music is your guide, dance all night long.
I'm gonna be just fine, I'm gonna make it through, with some help from my friends and some crazy Weezer tunes.
Let's turn up the volume, music take control. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright.
90.7 The Capstone, it's the morning show. We're almost out of minutes, out of time, but before we close out, we want to hit you with some more new music. Shout out to Allison, the music team. New music every week here on the station. Richard, what new music have we got?
Well, we have Nurse by Bar Italia. It's pretty good. So it's kind of like an indie rock sort of song, a little more modern, and it's kind of got this like sultry sort of sound. It's a little suggestive, and it's got a cool little drum beat underneath it. So yeah, I think you'll like it.
All right, so a nice little tune here to close out the show. Hope you enjoyed our original Weezer song. and so stay tuned. We'll have a post up at the end of the show later today, and you can relive all the best moments from the show. And we might have to do a professional recording of that at some point. So stay tuned. We'll see you next week here on the morning show. Here's Bar Italia with Nurse.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.